In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Question 229. What is a vow? A vow is a deliberate promise made to God, by which a person binds himself under pain of sin to do something that is especially pleasing to God. We distinguish between a vow and a promise. A vow, such as taking a vow of chastity that monks and nuns and priests take, comes with an understanding that is clearly defined as to its practice. So when you make the vow of chastity before the bishop as a priest, you have an exact understanding of what it is that you're vowing. A promise, such as when a priest makes a promise of obedience at his ordination to pray the divine office or to be obedient to his bishop, to his ordinary, well, there's a good understanding, but it's not clearly spelled out exactly how you're going to do it. So in a promise to pray the divine office, the priest cannot promise that he's going to pray this or that office at this or that time during the day, because as a parish priest, your day is so varied and you have to be available to the faithful as to their needs. But a monk, on the other hand, can make a similar thing, only make it into a vow, because it's very clear that he will pray the divine office according to the rule of Saint Benedict and to the individual interpretation or application of the rule to the particular abbey, and that is done by the abbot. So a monk makes a vow of obedience, and that is clearly spelled out in his monastic rule of life, such as the rule of Saint Benedict, say, or the Carmelite rule. Question 230. What is meant by taking God's name in vain? By taking God's name in vain is meant that the name of God, or the holy name of Jesus Christ, is used without reverence, for example, to express surprise or anger. A name is a word picture of a person. Saying God's name is like using a picture of God. We should use it often, but always with reverence and love. To use a name without the proper reverence is to offend the person whose name we are using. So to use his name without reverence, again, is to use it in an empty or vain way. Question 231. Is it a sin to take God's name in vain? It is a sin to take God's name in vain. Ordinarily, it is a venial sin. The Catechism says ordinarily it's a venial sin because, remember, to commit a mortal sin, you have to have deliberation. You have to have full consent of the will, and that takes deliberation in the intellect. So most people, when they misuse God's name, it just comes out, they stub their toe on a corner of the furniture and misuse our Lord's name. There's no deliberation in doing that. But a venial sin harms the grace of God in the soul, and it hurts our blessed Lord. In the Catechism, too, it's very simply put, a mortal sin kills our Lord, a venial sin hurts him deeply. It's like spitting in his face or punching him in the mouth. Doesn't kill him, but does a great deal of harm. And we should do what we can to get out of the habit of misusing God's name, even venially. Question 232. What is cursing? Cursing is the calling down of some evil on a person, place, or thing. To wish that someone would lose his soul or would suffer some bodily harm is against the love that we owe our neighbor. Often we use the word curse to describe an act of obscenity, such as saying, well, this damn pencil just doesn't work. We're using an obscenity there. We're not actually cursing, calling down the wrath of God upon the pencil. But real cursing is horrible. I heard once in Ireland someone say to another, "May God harden your heart." Now that is a terrible thing to say to one another, and it is directly against the second commandment. Question 233, what is blasphemy? Blasphemy is insulting language which expresses contempt for God, either directly or through his saints and holy things. One businessman said he would give a framed picture of the second beatitude to the first meek man who ever made good. Well, that's a blasphemy. And you can refer to question 129 on this to look it up again. So blasphemy goes beyond using God's name in an empty way. And sadly, this can be heard in just about any comedy show on television today. The blasphemy is constant. It's on the talk shows. It's used in print very often. We are swimming in a society of blasphemy. And it will take great perseverance, of course, to not participate in the blasphemy.